Hello, and welcome to the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, and I am the Mindful Teacher. My goal for starting this podcast really was to provide a way for teachers to have access to readily available activities and strategies that they could implement into their daily lives and into their classroom easily and quickly without any need for research or investigation. I am a certified yoga teacher, and through that experience and through my experience of being in the classroom for 18 years, I have discovered a plethora of strategies to help with my classroom management and help manage my own stress and to promote overall wellness within my classroom to my students, and to do that effectively and efficiently in a way that builds community. So this season, in season two, my goal is to give a takeaway strategy for teachers to easily implement into their lives and into their classrooms so that they can be happy and healthy and stay sane one podcast at a time. Hello, beautiful Mindful Teacher listeners. Happy Monday. I hope everybody is enjoying the beautiful fall weather that is upon us. And fall is my absolute favorite of all the possible times of year. I just love the changing of the seasons. I love opening up my totes and getting my favorite sweaters out, getting my Uggs out, and just being able to wear big sweaters and boots every single day makes me happy. However, if you are a veteran teacher, you know as well as I do that October is the most difficult month, one of the most difficult months besides February, that we endure as educators. Why is that? Well, it's everything is sinking in. As you know, the novice and or the novelty of all of our students are wearing off. We're starting to get to know the real students. And today, as we talk about October, I'm going to be referring to Elena Aguilar's The Onward Workbook. And as she says in chapter 5, which is Be Here Now, she says, October, as we move into the fall, our energy wanes and we're triggered more easily. Learning to be in the patient moment enables us to cultivate awareness of our emotions and make choices that foster our resilience. So it is true, as I'm revisiting this chapter and I'm thinking about how, for example, today I have a narrative writing assignment that is due. I'm behind. I'm supposed to be through my unit, and I have parent-teacher conferences tomorrow and the next day, and we all know that's like a 13-hour day at school. It's exhausting. I'm starting to really lose my patience with my students, and it's not their fault, but I feel like I've given them all the tools they need, and they need to just start writing, and some of them are just staring at their paper, and I'm thinking, what are they doing? And of course, I have to take a step back, take a deep breath, ooh, a big one, and then I have to remember that, you know, it's also difficult for them. October's hard for teachers because it starts to get harder for students. We're really not in review mode anymore, so we're teaching them new concepts, we're expecting them to perform more and better. And we're starting that gradual release process that we probably were not doing even a month ago. So everything is settling in and everybody's thinking about, I shouldn't say everybody, but I'm for sure thinking about like, when's my next break, which is going to be this weekend because it is Columbus Day weekend, which isn't really why we get it off, but if you live in Illinois, it's usually something that you get off, and other states have, you know, usually something around this time where students and teachers get a 3-day weekend, which is a great point of rejuvenation for everybody involved. So if you're moving into parent-teacher conferences in the next few days or even in the next week, I want to remind you that you need to be patient and kind to yourself because we're all feeling the stress. We're all feeling the lack of energy. We're all feeling the increased lack of patience. We're all a little bit more irritable. And it's not an excuse. It's just kind of where we are in the school year. Lots of research has been done to show that the school year kind of takes, you know, it starts high and then we get a dip in October and November, things start to tick up a little bit until Christmas or winter break. And then we get back from Christmas break and we're rejuvenized and revitalized. And then things start to dwindle down at the beginning of February. And February is another really low point of the school year, statistically speaking. Teachers are waiting for spring break to arrive. Once spring break starts to arrive, there's a rejuvenation again until the end of the school year. But we'll talk about February when that arrives. So anyway, today I have selected a really great strategy from chapter 5 of Elena Aguilar's book, The Onward Workbook, which if you are a frequent listener to my podcast, I love this book. I love the companion book and I love her. So I will put that information in the show notes today. Oh, before I get started, my website is up and running. Yes, you heard me. It is up and running. And if you go to my website and put in your email address so that you can get on my newsletter, then I will send you a free brain break download, which I have on my Mindful Teacher store for like $6. So if you want to know how to do some brain breaks with your students that are fast and easy, I will send you that download if you sign up on my website. So that's a side note I've been talking about for the last two episodes. My last episode was a disaster because my dogs would not stop barking and I got all flustered and I was like, I've had it with this episode, and it was a mess. And I figured I'm not going to redo it because it is what it is and I'm moving on. So I apologize for that, but it is what it is. So today I've decided to let my dogs down into my office, and so far so good. We're about 8 minutes into the episode and they've remained quiet. So maybe this is my strategy I need to implement from now on. For anybody that's a new listener, I do have 4 miniature schnauzers and they are of various ages and rescue status. And I'm always worried because they make noise during the podcast. So I apologize in advance, but it is what it is. So I'm going to talk about right here, right now. And I think that this is one of my favorite strategies because it is so easy to implement. And I love it because I always am thinking about, what can I offer my listeners that is quick and easy and they can easily implement into their daily routine that is going to bring more mindfulness to them? So this one is one, again, from the Onward Workbook. It comes from page 273. And Aguilar says, that this is a simple meditative phrase to repeat at any time you feel anxious or unsettled, or when you find yourself worrying about the future or ruminating over the past. Simply say to yourself, right here, right now, everything is okay. And I thought about this today as I was talking to the financial aid student loan people that always gives me anxiety. And if you have student loans, you know the dread that comes with trying to talk to them about your insane payments and how they determine what those insane payments should be. As I digress, I will tell you that I was on my planning period and I was grading papers. Oh, there's the dogs. Sorry about that. I had to pause and give the dogs a treat. Anyway, so I was sitting in my office and I received a really sad email from my principal that was referring to the fact that one of the people that are in our district was involved in a fatal motorcycle accident over the weekend. And I didn't know this person, but I thought to myself as I was sitting there, freshly anxiety ridden over getting off the phone with the financial aid people on my lunch break, that, you know, right here, right now, I'm alive. And I thought about how there's a family out there that is planning the funeral of their, you know, daughter, their friend, their wife, and just thinking about how devastating it is for that teacher's students to come to school on Monday and learn of her passing. And it brought me great sadness, but it also brought me back to this right here, right now. Like, I can stress out about my student loan debt that I'll probably never pay off, but in reality, things could be so much worse. So that was like my reality check today as I was going down the trail of poor me and why, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so back to right here, right now. I'm willing to bet that 98% of the time for most of us, everything is okay. This phrase can reground you in the present moment. As you say it to yourself, sense your body, run your awareness over your skin, shoulders, jaw, scalp. This kind of body scan helps you get back into the present as well. When you say the phrase to yourself, focus on the word okay. For me, okay is a powerful word. It means that the present moment is not my fantasy moment, but it's also not painful emotionally or physically. I love the word okay. It's fine for life to be okay a lot. Of all the practices I have tried and used, this one is the easiest, quickest, and most effective for me when I find myself fluttering out of the present. Try it while you're settling your students into a do now, when you're walking your class to lunch, when you're sitting in a meeting that you don't want to attend, when you're running late to school, when you're working your way through a stack of papers to grade. Most likely during those moments that can feel stressful, everything is still okay. The challenge is to remember to use this phrase. So how might you do that? Do you want to write these words on your forearm today or write them on your whiteboard or create a screensaver with this phrase? Set yourself up to remember. Write down your plan for remembering to try this strategy this week. So right here, right now, I think is really important to remember when we're starting to not be fully present in the classroom. Maybe our mind is wandering about, you know, what we have to do after school or all of our obligations, either inside or outside of school, and we're not being fully present and tuned in to our students. And we have to remember that being right here, right now is making ourselves completely present and aware. So I also like to do this body scan with my students. So if you were lucky enough to get that free download to Calm for the teachers, I think they've run out of free memberships now, but you can join the waiting list. There are 3-minute and 5-minute and I believe 10-minute body scans. And I do this with my students in class, and I also do it in my yoga club for kids. So there's a 3-minute one that I like to do for a brain break, or I like to do it at the beginning of class if I notice that my students are having a hard time settling in. And I do it with them. And yeah, some of the kids are like weird because they're like, what is our teacher doing? And we're closing our eyes. But a lot of students, more than you would think, really enjoy the activity, even if they don't say they will. So you can do something quick like this where you're just going to do a quick body scan from the scalp all the way down, or you can be more structured and do a body scan on Calm or on Headspace or one of the other apps. Sometimes it's easier for us to do it with our students when somebody else is guiding the body scan. So now that we are done talking about right here, right now, and my dog is definitely starting to get noisy, I'm going to wrap it up today because, as we all know, our time is very, very limited in this month, and I don't want to make a super, super long podcast about being mindful, but I do want to remind you that you have to be gentle with yourself and you have to be forgiving because of the fact. So you have to really be mindful of the fact that it's a tough month. You will get through it, and you'll get through it using mindful techniques and mindful activities that you learn here and other places. But you have to take time for yourself. I say it all the time. But if you're not taking care of yourself first, then you can't take care of anyone else. So self-care is critical to surviving the month of October. I hope you enjoyed this short but useful podcast. Please go to my new website, www.mindfulteacherk-12.com, and check out on my website. You can follow my two different blogs. You can check out my TPT stores, and you can check out all of my social media accounts. Until next time. Keeping teachers sane one podcast at a time. This is April Hughes, and make sure you hit subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. Peace out.